Florida school districts pay for most building and maintenance projects with local taxes. Although Duval is taxing the max under a state cap, getting about $90 million this year, its schools have a maintenance backlog totaling $128 million, plus a big debt payment. Under a new state education law, the district now has to share some tax dollars with charters. Some board members, like Becky Couch, say that's not fair to traditional schools, which face more spending restrictions.
They don't have to submit plans to the state that show that there's actually a need to use those dollars. We have to still do that.
Duval and more than a dozen other Florida districts are suing over having to share capital funding with privately run charters. The outstanding legal challenge makes planning even harder, says Superintendent Patricia Willis.
There's just not enough clarity around it, or if there may be some changes due to what happens with House Bill 7069.
And another wrinkle, the district never collects 100% of taxes owed. District staff say they're looking into how to get money back to reflect the difference. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.